what are you telling your guys this week after kind of the way things started and now the way things are going right now?
We've got to keep working. We've got to eliminate those mistakes that are hurting us. Hopefully we'll get some guys back from injury, which will help us. But, you know, it's really just staying focused on this week's opponent.
Of all the teams you've faced so far this year, how good are the 49ers playing?
Well, they beat us pretty good. I think they're a good football team.
You getting anybody back this week, Ken?
We'll see. We haven't practiced yet, so we'll know a little bit more. You know, it's tough for us. It's a short week. We're trying to familiarize ourselves as much as we can with an opponent we don't know much about. So, you know, we will see what we get on the practice field today. I'm hopeful that we will.
Is it hard to play offense when your top two running backs are hurt and you've got a quarterback hurt? Is that kind of an issue?
You know what? I think that it's always difficult when you have some good football players that get injured. But you know, you're not going to get any help or any sympathy. So you got to get the guys ready that are stepping in, and hopefully they can perform well enough.
You said that you missed Monday night on some third downs, missed tackles with guys out of position, or just fundamentally missing?
Just missed some tackles more than anything. The you know, they did a nice job of tackling. San Francisco did. We didn't. So we allowed some of the plays to turn into longer gains, especially on third down where we had them stopped because we didn't get them down. So that's something that we've got to work on this week, make sure that we're in the right position. You know, you can't do live tackling drills in practice. And we haven't had an issue with tackling as much this year. But, you know, this is something that we got to make sure we focus on.
Can you talk about Darrell Washington and how he's really just risen fast this season?
Well, we saw it coming. That's why we tried to sign him to a contract extension this year, because we felt like he was going to have a big year and be a good player for us. He's shown steady progression from when we've drafted him to becoming a really good football player. And, you know, it's always exciting when you see your young players growing into really good football players.
Are you close to the level that you guys are at when you beat New England and Philly? And I guess how do you get back to that level?
You said I didn't hear the very first part.
Yeah, are you close to playing at that level that you played at early in those couple of big ones?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been close in a lot of games. San Francisco game wasn't close, obviously, but the other ones have been. You know, it's play or two here or there. We haven't been getting the job done efficiently enough offensively. Our defense has been doing a good job, and our special teams have done a good job. But, you know, when you're playing a team like Green Bay, we got to play better offensively, and that's what we've been trying to do and work on. Hopefully we'll get better.
How's Garrett College been for you, Ken?
He's done a nice job. You know, I think last year was a tough year because of the lockout and not having an off season, and he got better as the year progressed, learning the system. But he's really done a nice job for us this year. I'd say he's been our most consistent lineman and has done a good job in a leadership role with those guys.
Your pass defense has been really good. How do you think you match up against Green Bay's passing game, which has been kind of up and down?
You know, it's tough. They're a tough group to match up against. When you got a quarterback like that, who I think is one of the best in the NFL, who can, regardless of what you're doing, he can put the ball in places that's hard to defend. So we know it's a challenge for us. And, you know, we've got to try to simulate it as best we can in practice so we can give our guys work on it. But I think that they're, regardless of what's gone on, you can see that they're a very good passing football team.
Why do you think the Packers use the no-huddle offense so much? What do you think they're getting out of that?
A lot of teams are using that. I think it gives you an advantage to maybe get an idea of what defenses are trying to do to you.
Ken, going back to the injuries real quick, you know, you talk about not getting sympathy, and McCarthy says the same stuff, but how does it impact just your preparation as an offensive coach and getting your guys ready when you're having to play some guys that ideally you'd rather not have to play?
Well, I mean, when you have your 53-man roster, there's not a lot of change that you can do at that time. So when you pick that 53-man, you got to understand that if you lose a few starters, the next guys are going to have to step in and play, and you're going to lose some continuity when you do that, because you may have a talented young player that's filling in for an injured veteran, but he hasn't gone through the battles. He doesn't understand a lot of times what he's going to face from a standpoint of a Clay Matthews and how he's going to rush you and how you have to be prepared on certain sets. So you're fighting through some of those things, and I think it causes your continuity in general of your offense to suffer some. So, you know, that's not an excuse. It's a part of the NFL, and guys have got to step up and get the job done.
Where do you stand at quarterback, Ken?
Not any different than we were last week, right now.
And Skelton, is he coming along, developing?
Well, I mean, it's been, we felt John did a nice job in camp and started the season for us, and then he got injured, and now he's coming back from that after missing a few weeks. So, you know, John is developing at that position. He didn't turn the ball over against San Francisco, and, you know, that's the kind of mentality we've got to have going into playing a team like Green Bay.
Fitzgerald, he's okay from that head injury the other night, or where does that stand?
Well, he passed the test on the sideline and continued to play, so there's nothing new to report on that.
Nothing lingering from that.
Like I said, there's nothing new to report on that.
Hey, Ken, I know you got to live in the here and now, but one of the most entertaining games that I've ever gotten to cover was that playoff game in Arizona. What are your recollections from that? I mean, I know you played other big games and won other big games, but what do you remember about that game?
I remember it coming down to the end. I mean, we missed a field goal, and then they had a shot at a big play in the first part of overtime, and then we got the ball and scored. I know it was a tremendous amount, a tremendous swings of momentum in that game. We jumped out to a lead. They came storming back. It was give and take the whole game. I think it's probably one of the most exciting playoff games that I've ever been a part of. I mean, what was the final score? 51-45, something like that. That's incredible. And there were a lot of good players on the field, and a lot of those good players made spectacular plays. So, you know, it's why the NFL is such a popular sport.
Are those games fun to coach in or nerve-wracking to coach in?
Well, it's a little bit funner when you happen to come out on the winning side of them, obviously. But, you know, when you get in a game like that, there's so much of an emotional swing. Like I said, we get off to a good start. We're up on a very good football team, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's tied up or you're down, and then you're fighting to come back. And like I said, I think at the end when we had the chance to kick the field goal right and win it, and then we missed it, you know, that's a tough swing there. But, you know, I think that just being a part of that was a great experience, and obviously I'm very happy that we won it.
Patrick Peterson took the league by storm last year as a kick returner. How has he developed that corner?
He's getting there. He's a young, much like Darrell Washington. He's a young player that's growing into the position. We've asked him to do a lot this year in coverage. And, you know, as a young player, you're still working on the fundamentals and techniques. He wants to be one of the best corners in the league, and he's a guy that really works at it. So I'm very pleased with Patrick's attitude and how he works.